Once a week at Washington International School, more than 1,000 students, teachers, and staff members line up for COVID testing. Right now, a bunch of first graders is standing in the hall, reasonably still, and a boy named Joshua steps up.
So they put a swab in your nose, and they turn it around. They spin it in, and it tickles.
He tromps over to the school nurse, who sticks a swab up his nostril and counts.
8, 9, 10. All right, take a break. Oh, bless you.
And then the other nostril.
9, 10. All right, you got it, buddy. Good job. Cover your mouth.
A bunch of samples get combined into a single vial of clear dilution liquid, and that's the key. This is pooled testing, where several samples get tested collectively. School nurse Jamie Zeich drips the group sample into a palm-sized purple box. It's a portable PCR testing machine that's accurate and speedy.
We plug this in for about 27 minutes. If it's negative, we'll get a purple line right here, and then if it's positive, we get two lines.
Pooled testing lets the school monitor lots of students and teachers who have no symptoms but could be carriers, and it's affordable. Dr. Ethan Burke, Chief Public Health Officer at United Health Group, designed this testing pilot.
We could get on average about 7 to 8 people per test every week, and that just gives us a huge efficiency gain in terms of resources and costs.
Here's the catch. If one pod tests positive, every kid in that pod has to get sent home and has to schedule an individual test. It's a pain. But the greater good is that the school can remain a COVID-free zone.
So it's a little less about diagnosing the individual and more about keeping the school and the community carrying on. And that would apply to a business or a factory or a flight crew as well.
The economic argument is that mass testing can keep schools open, letting more parents get back to work. But it was a dicey sell at Washington International School because there's no professional lab involved, says school nurse Molly Foa.
I was a little skeptical as to kind of who was going to oversee it, what was going to happen if we were kind of new in the process. And it has been a huge surprise to me that it has run as smoothly as it has.
Pooled testing does have its limits. In places where the pandemic is raging, lots of pools would be positive and require follow-up tests that drain scarce testing supplies, like special chemicals and plastics. Romney Humphreys directs the clinical microbiology lab at Vanderbilt University Medical Center, where she says nearly 18% of COVID tests turn out positive.
At a positivity rate that high, there's no value in pooled testing.
And she says big labs, already overloaded with COVID testing, aren't set up to combine samples and combine names and track it all.
To be honest, as a lab director, it's a little bit scary to me because the logistics of managing that is pretty challenging. And every time you introduce these complexities into your testing process, you introduce opportunities for error.
Have you had this done before?
Yep.
All right.
So for now, pool testing remains a pilot at places like Washington International School, where first grader Olivia is in the swab chair, making a cringy face.
It tickled and made my nose and made my eyes watery.
Because it goes all the way up your nose and it's almost like you're going to cry.
Yeah. Turns out that on this day, the school had its first positive test since it began pooled testing around Thanksgiving. It was a group of adults. And follow-up PCR tests revealed it to be a faculty member who then had to go home. The school managed to stay open. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.